Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Book for you.
Only you can make all this world seem right.
Welcome back. That's the Platters bringing this back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Stephen Baum. Stephen H. Baum is our friend, our longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 10 years. He's been hanging out with us. What made Jack Welch, Jack Welch? How Ordinary People Become Extraordinary Leaders? That's the title of his book. He's one of the top business leaders in the galaxy, and a great consultant and coach and mentor for small businesses and medium-sized businesses. And we couldn't do without him. Stephen, thanks again for being here. We're talking about how to, when you're working with people, when you're joining a team, when people are working with you or for you, and you're trying to lead them, coach them, manage them, how to be with them and be above the line, not below the line. Above the line, you say, is where you don't come there with too much, with your mind made up. But if you come there below the line, you're already foreclosed to your own ideas, and or I should say foreclosed to any other ideas, I should say. And so that's where the problem lies, right?
Well, a lot of us, including myself, have been below the line from at various times. And I like to say that you lose your power when you're below the line because you're closed and you're not listening. And the way you know
you don't learn anything, that's for sure.
No. And the way you know you're below the line is you're impatient or angry or overwhelmed or anxious or even withdrawn. And you look around you and you see people in the same condition. You can tell when they're like that. One of my CEO clients told me he was overwhelmed, and overwhelmed happens when you let it happen. It happens when you go below the line. If you're above the line, you say, okay, how do I set my priorities? But the first thing you got to do is know, am I below the line or am I above the line? Where am I? And if you're having negative thoughts about yourself and others, negative feelings, I know when I'm below the line, I'm even craving chocolate. I want to eat. And that's a signal to me that something's going on.
Ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream.
Mine is ice cream, yeah.
And so you said to me during the break, when you feel you're in this condition, and you know you're not going to do any good in this condition, you have a conversation with yourself.
Oh, yeah, I have a word with myself. If I'm going into a meeting and I don't know what's, you know, necessarily all the people and it's not my meeting, I'm hopefully going to contribute. I have a word with myself about my behavior over the next 10 or 20 minutes.
So what I tell people is I've done some scuba diving, and there's a very simple set of scuba rules, and if you don't follow the rules, you drown. And they are, the first thing you do is stop. The second thing you do is breathe. The third thing you do is think. And the last thing you do is act. And if you do them in the wrong order, you're going to drown.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, for people who are leading others, that we've got to learn what is it that triggers us and pushes us below the line. We've got to learn how to self-correct and get back above the line, and we got to make it second nature, the same way that a bad number on a balance sheet stands out to you. You can tell in a heartbeat sometimes when your balance sheet has bad news on it. And then engaging other people in exploring what's going on in the moment. And you don't have to be self-conscious about this. You got to figure out, where am I, and you got to deal with it. And I've seen this over and over again, that if people will take the 30 seconds it needs in order to make sure they know where they are and get hold of themselves, everything goes better.
Mm-hmm. One thing I think you can do, if you find yourself below the line, it seems to me that I've done this, I found myself in a gathering, in a meeting below the line. I didn't know to call it that. You know, I hadn't talked to you about this yet, but I know the feeling. I find myself below the line, and the way I get myself out of it is just to shut up for a while. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's probably a good idea, because if you don't, you're going to say something you'll wish you didn't say. But I think having a word with yourself is the right spirit for this.
Well, yeah, but that's what's going. But well, if you shut up for a while, what you do is you let other people, take the meeting, and maybe hopefully they're above the line, because they're engaging ideas and not foreclosed to anybody else's ideas. And that allows you to sort of clear the air a little bit from yourself, and then reengage in the spirit of the rest of the meeting.
If you're with somebody who's above the line and you're below the line and they care about you, they'll do that. My wife knows enough to see when I'm below the line, and if she's above the line, she'll say something. Where are you? She'll say. And I know what that means. That's a signal. That means I'm behaving angry, impatient.
Right.
I'm not behaving the way I should. This stuff, this stuff that applies to leadership applies to leading yourself, and leading others in your workplace. It also applies in your family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talk.
I wish I had known this years ago before I said some things I wish I hadn't.
You talk about some of the indicators if you're below the line. They're impatient, they're aggressive, they're angry, they're overwhelmed, they're anxious. And I've seen this in employees coming to meetings, having that attitude when they get there. They're not listening, that kind of thing.
I've done some work with executives who are combat veterans. And the one thing they don't get below the line with is fear. You've been shot at. There's not much that's going to happen in a business meeting that you should be afraid of.
That's right.
And fear is one of the big things that puts people below the line. They're afraid of something.
They're
afraid that the company will lose money if they don't do X, Y, Z. They're afraid of some
employees. Hold on to that thought, Stephen. I got to take a quick break, folks. Right back with Stephen Bowell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.